Good morning, good morning, good morning. Mr. Ryan Worley checking in. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, starting us on our day. It is 6:26 a.m. this morning, and I am feeling quite good this morning. It's Thursday, one more day until the weekend. A lot of great things are happening in my world. I pray that a lot of great things are happening in your world, a lot of peace, love, and positivity. Per usual, per every single day, right? And I want to piggyback off of Tuesday's segment of life-changing thoughts for myself, to where I touched on mind control over self-control, developing that, and also being strong enough to live life under my own perspective, opposed to, you know, being so in tune with someone else's life more than my own. So today, I want to add to that and speak about how to analyze life on a more internal level. And what that looks like and what that means and how it's beneficial to our lives out there. And for all my listening ears out there, please understand. I'll get this out the way now and just say, hey, man, please understand this is my opinion, my perspective of how I believe, not really the right way to think, but the right approach to take in thinking about, you know, your life's progress and unlocking your full potential. So without further ado. So this idea of unlocking your full potential as a human being, it's something that I always think about because I'm always trying to unlock my potential. I'm always trying to, you know, be aware of my potential and be aware of how great I can become as a human being and how in tune with myself and my thoughts and like taking like a real holistic approach to like building a positive life for myself, a peaceful life for myself. Man, it's so much more heightened than it was before I even started my podcast here, and even more now I'm starting to understand what it means to actually be a active part, you know. I'm learning how to be an active part in unlocking my full potential, if you will. You know, and what full potential means to me is this. Full potential is like from top to bottom, internal to external, having an understanding of my life. No, it's not about being perfect. It's not about being better than anyone else. But unlocking your potential has everything to do with mind control and how you think and how you allow people around you to either influence you in a good way or a bad way. You know, the right way or the wrong way for your specific life. There's no right or wrong, and there's no good or bad to me. You know what I mean? There's mistakes made and there's lessons learned. Good and bad, right and wrong are just words. They're just definitions they're man-made definitions, you know, to give us as humans an idea of what we should be chasing or what we can chase in this lifetime. But when you are able to internalize all of those things and act on them externally according to how you analyze in depth, you know, what this thing or what this environment or what these people can do for my life, or what kind of benefits they bring to my life, if any. Once we're able to think like that and bring, you know, our thoughts full circle, that's when we can honestly say we're unlocking our full potential as a human being. Because let's face it, life is not about being negative. Life is not about not having goals and aspirations. Life is not about being naive to what's really going on around you. Life is not about putting on blinders, thinking that life is just beautiful, one, all the time. Two, roses are blooming all year. You know what I mean? Like, life don't work like that. And it's sad to say, a lot of people shield themselves from the lessons that can be learned from life, and being able to analyze things on a more deeper level and internalize the idea of focusing on how you internally focus on things. I know that's very complex. However, I've gotten to this point in my life to where I actually focus on myself so much, and how I think and how I take in things, and you know, what I regurgitate after, you know, reading or hearing or talking to people, and just straight up being in tune with my energy, you know. And it's a heck of a feeling, because I never thought I would think like this. I never thought I would understand myself on that level, to where I know for a fact that I can no longer allow myself to be so in tune with someone else's life and compare their life to my life. And then it makes me feel like I'm not doing enough in my life, or it makes me feel like I might not be ready for certain things in my life that I've already accomplished, or that I made it to, that someone else may not have had the luxury of experiencing. So whether it's good or bad, like, I think it's super cool that I'm able to think like focus on myself so much more, you know, internally. Like, my goal internally is to literally be so at peace with myself that as I exist in the world for the rest of my life, I'm able to just give my truth and with my words, you know, give my truth with, you know, to the universe by just speaking about, you know, the things that I've learned in my life and the process it entails when you literally, like, take it a step further, a couple steps further in your thinking, and realizing that there's so many things in the world that can distract us, you know. And I really, 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 really want you guys to take hold of the idea of just focusing on your thoughts, man. Focusing on your energy, you know, centering yourself. And stop allowing other people to dictate how you feel. And stop allowing people and I know I keep saying people, sorry guys, but stop allowing people and environments and the way people deal with their issues. Stop allowing it to control your life and bring forth some type of issue for your life, you know? Like, if you're able to focus on you and how you see the world and how you analyzing the way you move through your everyday, then you are on a really good track, I feel like. Because think about it like this. The more clarification that I can get in this world about how to move through my personal life, I'm not talking about in general, I'm talking about your personal life. All my listeners, your personal life. Even myself, my personal life, you know? When you can acknowledge that to live in your truth, to be in your truth, you have to remove self from self. And you have to understand that in order to be as quote unquote authentic as everybody try to say that they are or want to be or, you know, whatever, we have to literally like start living in our truth, man, and start understanding that the more that I accept my flaws, the more that I accept my strengths, the more that I accept my hurts, my pains, my struggles, the more that I accept my flaws, the more that I accept my perspective of life, the more that I accept all of these things, man, all of these things that come with life, people will be more secure with themselves than insecure with themselves and building a strong mental foundation that will only allow you to spread peace and to spread positive energy and to be so calm and not quick to anger and not quick to judge and not quick to fight and not quick to you know, pull all the negative things out of a situation and have it like literally run your life or control your life. Because at the end of that road of living your life for somebody else, it's a dead end. So all you guys out there, you know, social media driven and under trying to make it seem like, you know, the people that you look up to, whether they're celebrity status is what you care about or the success that they've had. If you looking at these people, not realizing that they're just humans too, and you're holding them accountable for how you go through your life, you have to get rid of these thoughts. It's okay to admire people. It's okay to inspire to do certain things like these people sometimes. But man, I feel like social media and the way we go about allowing like all these toxic things to kind of just like control us, it's so detrimental to what we set out to do. And I'm not saying we, you know, everybody wakes up every day just trying to be somebody else, but it's true, man. Some people wake up and they hate their lives, so they walk around and they try to be somebody else, and that's whack to me. Like, that's whack. I feel like God gave us the opportunity to be exactly who we are and to live in our perspective, you know? And I'll be honest, like, I used to be so inspired by people and pay so much attention to people of celebrity status as well as not celebrity status. Just really people in my life that I felt was very, very you know, successful at certain times in my life that I wanted to kind of tailor my life around. And you know what? That's where I started to drop the ball. I started realizing that I was trying to be just like this other person. I was trying to accomplish certain things that this other person has done, which is totally fine. But when you start literally paying attention to their life, their environment, more than your own, you've lost. Because the focus that I'm speaking about developing is focus on yourself. Focus on finding out who you are. Not based on somebody else, let alone their opinions of you or judgment of you. Like literally the most authentic, most pure, most loving, most intriguing focus on yourself. That's what I'm talking about. I understand that this may be over some of you guys' head. I understand some of you guys will probably be like, what are you talking about? And I understand some of you guys will be spot on with how I'm thinking right now. We have to get to the point to where we focus on bettering ourselves and finding out who we truly are. And I'll be honest with you, there's a place and time and place for everything, right? I'm a firm believer of there's people in your life that's supposed to be in your life at certain times too. And there's people that are supposed to be out of your life at certain times too. And there's certain perspectives that you should follow pertaining to yourself and not other people at certain times too in life. And we have all this time to figure this stuff out. But if you don't give yourself the respect and yourself the time to analyze everything that you need to analyze to better your life and to think more in depth about what's going on around you, you're going to continue to be blind and you're going to continue to hit the same roadblock every single time. And you're going to continue to allow the same people to hurt you. You're going to continue to allow the same people to make you mad or make you angry, you know, or you're going to continue to watch other people's lives, you know, via social media. Just giving an example there. You know how many people, how many hours people spend on social media a day? That is truly like a goal of mine to never, ever, ever spend no more than like 20 minutes on social media in a week. That's my goal. I'm not there yet because I'm guilty of this too that I'm talking about. That's why this is a goal of mine as well. I'm learning how to focus on myself. Focus on focus. So with that being said, guys, I'll tap in with you guys later. I just wanted to give you guys something to think about this morning. Remember, spread peace, love, and positivity today. Enjoy your Thursday. Get ready for the 3-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And you guys, man, be blessed. And don't forget to smile in your truth. And also, never ever forget to pray first. Mr. Ryan Worley out. Authentic smile out. You guys have a blessed day. Yeah, and smile. Smile more, guys. Everything's going to be A-okay. Nah, man, I'm just having a great morning, man. Excuse my energy. And please, man, take a second and really think about, you know, what I've talked about today. And I will tap in with you guys later. Authentic smile out. Peace.